This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Can a crazy rich Asian make it in the world of luxury pet fashion? I'm talking about Crystal Lin, star of the Australian reality show Sydney's Crazy Rich Asians. Her love of luxury and her adorable adopted rescue pup Manolo Pigmop inspired this beautiful Australian brand Mon Petit Amour Manolo. So we're going to meet Crystal Lin in a moment. We're going to learn about her brand and her collection. But first, we're going to take a short break from our sponsor. I'm Jody Teich, and you're listening to Bark and Swagger, where pet fashion lives. So grab that favorite beverage, get comfortable, and we'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. We have a guest today all the way from Australia on Bark and Swagger, a beautiful star of the reality series Sydney's Crazy Rich Asians. And she's a fellow animal lover like us. Crystal Lin's love of her pup, Manolo Pigmop, and of luxury fashion, like us, led her down the path to create Mon Petit Amour Manolo, which is a beautiful luxury brand out of Sydney, making combined dog collars and leashes. Let's learn more. Welcome, Crystal Lin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. And thank you.
It's my pleasure. Let's dive in because we're going to have photos of some of your beautiful collars and leashes for people listening to the podcast today to have a look. Crystal Lin, what is the inspiration for the brand outside of Manolo?
So in various literary works across the different times and cultures, from ancient Greek's golden thread of fate and East Asian strings of fate, red strings of fate, there's countless references to the fates of the past life and the soul connection. Usually these tales have the meaning of predestined meetings and unbreakable bonds that ties all these selves and individuals together. It is said that an invisible thread of fate connects those who are destined to meet, regardless of time, place, and circumstances. This thread may stretch or tangle, but it will never break. Inspired by this, we've created our signature golden leash, a precious gold string that symbolizes and serves as a reminder of the beautiful soul connection between a guardian and the beloved little love. Pledged to love, care for, and cherish them to the best of our ability until. So it's not just something that is beautiful. We want to have a meaningful piece, almost like a promise accessory for this little love that we're going to cherish them and love them forever, no matter what weather, you know, not just when they're still small and young and cute, until they're old. It's a symbol of their connection, your connection, that there's something you're behind.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That is beautiful, Crystal Lin. Thank you for sharing that. They are very, very beautiful, these you're welcome. They're connected collars and leashes. Yeah. Talk a little bit about the design of them. And also, I know that they're cruelty free. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So we have, it's gold plated metal, and we have instead of real leather, we put vegan leather because we're for animals, not from animals. And yeah, we are going to release the collars. We actually haven't released the collars. We're going to call it necklaces because it's just for leisurely wear for necklaces instead of collars. Because sometimes I feel like small dogs can get pulled too much with the collars. So, like, I've been thinking quite thoroughly with the collars and necklace thing. So we're going to call it necklaces. And for the leashes, it's adjustable. So it's like from their heart, from their heart pulse to your pulse. Yeah, so that is the designs.
Beautiful. And just sort of describing a little bit what I've seen is it looks like a very high quality vegan leather that's woven in and out of the gold links of the chain. Yeah?
Yes.
And then you also have these beautiful little charms that you can attach to the necklace, to the leash, because you have that ability with the links of the chain. Tell us a little bit about the charms.
So there's little charms that you can add on. But I remember back in the days, I used to buy the twillies for Manolo, and I thought, oh, it would tie it around his neck as a scarf. But I thought it's actually a beautiful, beautiful thing that you can add. So if you have a kind of a designer or like any other like ribbons or twillies and things like that, you can add it on. There is an extra loop connection for the leash that you can tie a ribbon with your twillies. If you want your Hermes Chanels or whatever it is, then you can add it on to match whatever outfit suits you.
Well, that's cool. I like that. So what are twillies? Is that an Australian terminology? I've never heard of twillies.
I think twilly is an Hermes term. I can't remember. The Dior is called Mitsa. They're the little thin scarves that you kind of tie around your bags.
Oh, yes. Okay, perfect.
Yes, yes. Sorry.
Got it. And I just learned a new terminology. Thank you for sharing that. And I also saw that you have really cute initials that have, what is it, like crystals or rhinestones, but very delicate, dainty.
Yes. So you can add whatever ABCs that you want for your baby. And
Okay, wonderful. So what are some of your favorite colors right now? And how has that informed the brand?
It was such a hard colors to pick.
Yeah.
So that's why we launched about 7 colors straight away, because we wanted to go for neutrals, but then there were so many requests for the pinks and the blues and all that stuff. But I personally love the neutrals. It goes with everything and it's quite classic. And yes.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit so listeners can know like what different colors you've selected for this initial run.
So we have white, beige, kind of a caramel brown. There is a lovely ballerina pink and I call it the Pampos color because it's similar to Pampos logo. And it's like a teal, light teal color and a bright kind of scent. We call it Santorini blue. So it's like the dome or those blue Santorini.
Rich. Rich blue, like a cobalt almost.
Yeah, a cobalt. And we have a pure double-linked gold-plated leash and collar.
Right, perfect. Now, when you say the collar's a necklace, can you take your dog out for walks using this? And is this really only for small dogs like Manolo, or can larger dogs wear this, or is it not quite sturdy enough for a larger dog?
We're still testing it, and I think it should be okay for dogs 10 kilos and under. Oh, what is the
right, the pounds.
What is the pounds conversion? Let me check.
I'm going to tell you right now. 10 kilos is 22 pounds.
22 pounds. It's up to 22 pounds, but we're still testing. It's approved up to 10 kilos, but we're still testing for a little bit more.
Got you.
And we may later, we will release more for bigger dogs. But for now, we're concentrating on the smaller dogs.
Perfect. So I want to sort of jump to another track for a moment.
Yeah.
And talk a little bit about Sydney's Crazy Rich Asians, obviously inspired by the very, very popular hit movie Crazy Rich Asians. How did this come into your life? And were you an actress before that? Or you playing yourself on this show? Was it just kind of serendipity? And, you know, how did it come into your life?
It was kind of a serendipity, I think. The producer, one day a producer just called me and said, hi, you're actually quite perfect for this role. And I was slightly reluctant, but they said, oh, you know, we can showcase the charities here that you're involved in and all that stuff. And I thought they pulled my heartstring and I with the doggies and things like that. And I said, you know what, let's give this a crack.
How many seasons now?
We stopped at the first season. There was some, it didn't really go quite far.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, sorry to hear that. So in your personal life, like before you launched Mon Petite, what was your life like?
I do a lot of work for the animal welfare and things like that. Volunteer. I'm a board member for Pound Paws charity as well. And now we're opening Manola's Little Legacy, which is going to help with animal welfare as well. And yeah, I have a little business here and there and with my sister. And yeah.
Oh, lovely. Lovely, lovely. Yeah. Okay, we're going to jump back onto the fashion track, which all of us here really love. Why did you start with the necklaces and leashes only? And are there plans to branch out into clothing, you know, other parts of the pet fashion space?
Yes, we are planning to do that. So why did we start off as the like leashes and necklaces? Because the first inspiration was that the gold string of fate, and we wanted to make that into, I think I wanted to launch a brand that is not just beautiful, but has a meaning and has an impact in the pet's life as well.
Yes, sir.
Instead of just fashion, it's a fashion for a reason, I guess.
I love that. I love that. And we certainly can all relate to how much we love our animals and what an important and deep part they play in our lives. So
yes,
totally, totally love that. So is there a particular type of dog fashion or style trend that you're loving right now? And does Manolo ever wear clothes?
Manolo has a lot of clothes. I think I bought so many dog clothes here in LA that I may have to ship half of it home.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's a great city to buy dog clothes, that's for sure, to buy any clothes.
Yes, yes, yes. Half of it is mine, half of it is Manolo's. I think there's not many male clothes, so he mainly has all of the Ralph Lauren jackets and little polos. I think he has every single color.
Oh, and, my goodness.
We have a lady in Spain that does his custom-made tux for a special occasion, which is
cute. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You have to send some photos of Manolo wearing clothes.
I will.
Is he with you now?
No, he's not, because
very
LA
long flight too.
Yeah, and to be able to come back, he has to have the rabies shot and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Good. I'm glad you decided not to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. Okay, so we are going to hold that thought. We're going to take a short break from our sponsors, but don't go away. We're going to hear about one of Sydney's influencer pups, Coco, who's recently touched down on our shores. Where? LA, of course. So refresh that beverage, get cozy, and we'll be right back.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand only from Pet Life Radio.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. If you've just joined, you're listening to Bark and Swagger on Pet Life Radio. I'm Jody Teich, your host. This is your destination for pet fashion. And we're talking today with Crystal Lin, star of the Australian reality series Sydney's Crazy Rich Asians and founder and head pet fashion person at Mon Petit Amour Manolo, a beautiful fashion brand out of Sydney. Crystal Lin, in Sydney, Manolo runs with some high-profile pups. Yes. And Coco is one of them. I understand she just moved with her mom to Los Angeles. Tell us a bit about Manolo's life. What is a typical day for him? What's Coco's story? Are you visiting Coco when you're out in LA right now?
Yes, we actually we saw her 2 days ago. She took us to a few pet boutique, and yeah, it's really lovely. I think she's adjusting well, and yeah.
Good. She's living the good life in Los Angeles, I would imagine.
Yeah, and we are tempted to really move to Los Angeles after being here for a week or so.
Oh, so we could be the first to hear that you may be relocating to LA.
Maybe we're thinking.
That sounds lovely. So what's a day in Manolo's life like typically?
She doesn't wake up until about 10:30 to 11-ish a.m. He's a little bit of a lazy one. He doesn't wake up until his breakfast is served.
Of course.
Which is an omelet with like some chickens or beef, and it has to be organic. And he is a little bit of a spoiled one. And
I love it.
And then we would go for a stroll in the park, and I get my coffee and do a little bit of emails, he'll sniff about, and then we either would go to a lunch, we'll go get ready and go to a lunch meeting or an event here and there, and yeah, and that's nearly every day.
So he's a little executive as well as a doggy.
Yeah, I would call him, he's a real CEO, actually.
Got you. Love it. And I understand that you have a charitable component for the brand, giving back, and makes sense being that you are involved in animal rescue rights. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we are linked because I'm the board member for Pound Paws, and now we're creating a charitable foundation called Manolo's Little Legacy, which is really cute. And Manolo's Little Legacy will help fund some rescue shelters, and then we're going to help fund to train dogs into therapy dogs for women that has been in domestic violence cases, and we can help them stabilize or like as much as we can to kind of have a therapy dog near them, because God knows how much they've suffered, and it's not an easy subject, but I think it's something that is helpful, and yeah, it's the least that we can do. And we're going to help out with the children's hospital as well, which is with Delta Dogs, and providing therapy dogs for kids that's in the hospital, which is not doing well, and because studies proven that kids heal better when there's dogs around, and of course when their immune system's okay.
Absolutely. And you know what, the joy that being around a dog, if you love dogs, gives these children and women, battered women, that joy releases happy hormones and boosts the immune system. So it makes the immune system stronger. Yes. Beautiful thing. It just seems very lovely that you have chosen women in need, children in need, to help provide the funds to train rescue animals to be therapy dogs. And I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. And we have, and then we're going to host, like what we're planning to do is we're planning to host little events where we can kind of spread awareness, not to So I think the next event, what we're going to do is in Australia, there is this thing called Melbourne Cup, which is horse racing event. And I don't think it's particularly nice to the horses because there's a lot of injury and there's a lot of euthanasia and things like that for the horses. And what we're planning to do is we're planning to host a, instead of a Melbourne Cup, we're going to do a puppy cup. So we're going to kind of invite people to come in instead of betting on horses and, you know, getting dressed up for the horses being put down and things like that as a result of Melbourne Cup usually, We're going to host a puppy cup. So we're going to have rescue dogs who's going to get adopted first, and we're going to play around with that.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. Yeah, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Yes, tell people where they can find you and your brand. I feel like we're talking to you very early in your brand's existence. And that's exciting because, you know, we can help turn people on to something new and fresh and beautiful. So tell people where they can find you, your social media, your website, etc.
Yes. So our social media is Mon Petit Amour Manolo. That's Instagram. And we have monpetitamourmanolo.com. And you can, yeah, you can have a look at our website and
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, thank you so, so much for being here with us today, Crystal Lynn. We appreciate it. We know that you're far from home and you're on a trip, and we're just glad it worked out. So thank you. And thanks for sharing your new brand.
Thank you so much.
And thank you all for joining. Bark and Swagger is all about living stylishly with your pet and rescue. And we love fashion. So stay tuned for interviews with fashion brands, fashion designers, people in the rescue space, authors, all people who have something to do with creating fashionable lives and helping our beautiful animals who are in shelters get adopted. Until then, when fierce fashion calls, bark and swagger.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.